Grace to you and peace from God our Father, who sent His one and only Son into this world, born in Bethlehem, wrapping Himself in that amazing gift of human flesh so that you and I know that we have peace. Peace with our God, now and forever. We marvel at that amazing gift of our Lord and our God this evening as you and I focus on these very familiar words. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. As familiar as those words are, I have an idea that that maybe isn't the first passage, however, that comes to mind when you think about Christmas. Maybe some of the lessons we've already read you think about as it talks about Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Or perhaps we should spend our time thinking more about today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Or perhaps you think about what the angel said to Joseph as he was kind of all stirred up about what was going on and all of a sudden his wife-to-be is already pregnant. And then he finds out that this is exactly what Isaiah had talked about, that the virgin would be with child and give birth to a son. And yet when you think about it, all of those things, Luke chapter 2 that we just read, all of the prophecies that you and I have been focusing on throughout the Advent season, aren't they kind of wrapped up in that beautiful verse? God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God so loved. As you just think about those familiar words, perhaps something that grabs your attention is the fact that God so loved the world. God loved that? I mean, look at the world. I don't know if you are like me. I've gotten in the habit, I don't really turn the news on anymore. I've kind of figured that if something really important happens, I'll find out about it. But turning on the news, it's kind of a depressing thing. All the natural disasters, you got fires going on over here, and you got floods going on over there. This place is too hot, this place is too cold, that one's too wet, this one's too dry. Famines and earthquakes and typhoons. God loved that. Now some of those things you might just simply expect to happen. If there happens to be an earthquake and it's near some water, then I suppose you're going to get a tidal wave. Perhaps if things are really dry, then maybe it doesn't surprise us if we start hearing about fires. But what about the people? God loved that. He loved those people who don't need God. People that perhaps you know, people that you hear about, people that come across the news wires, who make it pretty obvious that they don't really need God. They're not interested in what God has to say. They're not interested in thinking about God. In fact, they're not even sure God really exists. And if He does, He's probably just in their way, taking all the fun out of life. And so they'll just ignore Him. And through all of the despicable acts that you hear about and all the deplorable things that are said, you've got people across the world constantly reminding God they don't want Him. And as you think about those people and you wonder how God could possibly love that, then they're also going through, because not only do they not need God, they also don't need you. Unless you serve some purpose for them. Unless you somehow give them what they need or they find some use for you, and once they're done with you, then they'll just ignore you. They see you as just somebody who is there to meet a need or someone who is there to be moved aside, who is just possibly in the way. God loved that. That world, That creation that rises up in defiance against the Creator. The creation that tells the one who made it, we know better. We know more than you do. We are now smarter than you are. We are able to handle things on our own. We don't need God. We don't need anyone. God loved that. But as you think about those things, it doesn't take much imagination. In fact, it takes hardly any time at all before it all of a sudden hits us. If God didn't or shouldn't love that, then how can God love me? And how many times haven't I told God I don't need Him? When was the last time you thought about God? As we gather together, as we worship this precious baby born in Bethlehem, has it been a while since we actually thought about who He is and what He's all about? Or have we gone through life, whether it was yesterday or last week or 2 years ago, when we just kind of lived as if we didn't need Him? God loves me. And then I've treated others the same way, haven't I? I don't need you. You're just in my way. You just cause problems. Or I'll use you as long as I think it's beneficial. And I'll kind of just blend in with the rest of the world and I'll use you. I'll use you as we live together and share the rent. I'll use you to satisfy myself. I'll use you, but I'm not going to commit to you. I'm not going to say that I'm actually going to love you and stay with you because that might change. I'll use you and I'll make you my best friend and co-worker until you've served your purpose. Here I am, the creation, rising up in rebellion against the Creator, telling Him I know better. I'm smarter. I don't need Him. God loved that? Is it possible that God loved me? But that is precisely why you and I gather for Christmas. That is precisely why you and I are here tonight, because you and I stand in absolute amazement that God so loved the world, that world, this world. Because that's just exactly who He is. This very same apostle who wrote the Gospel of John said in chapter 4 of his first letter, 1 John, that not only that God loves just simply because that's who He is, God is love. And since God is love, He needs the love. And so He looks all over the place and He tries to find a place to send that love. He tries to find a place to show that love. And guess who He found? He found you. He found you as loveless as you and I are. A place to demonstrate that amazing gift of His love. And He doesn't just talk about it. But God so loved the world that He acted on it. God so loved the world that He gave. Gave His one and only Son. What are you willing to give for someone who does not like you? What are you willing to give for someone who absolutely hates you? What are you willing to give for someone who wants nothing to do with you? You willing to give up a son? Let's assume you've got 3 more to take his place. You still willing to give him up? You willing to give up time? You willing to give up energy? Are you willing to give up the only thing that you have? God was. God the Father was willing to send God the Son. And God the Son was given to you and to me. And as you think about all of those presents that perhaps still need to be unwrapped, or the ones that the paper is still strewn all over the living room floor because you just made your way here, as you think about those gifts, now you marvel at this gift. God so loved the world that He gave. And He wasn't wrapped in pretty little paper. Wasn't even just wrapped in swaddling cloths. It was wrapped in human flesh. God became man for you and for me. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But that's not all He gave. As He's busy telling you about your Savior, as He's busy telling you and taking you to Bethlehem and allowing you to stand around that manger, then He also gives faith so that all who believe. Faith is not something you and I do to get God's glory. It is not an action that gives us into heaven. Faith simply receives, because it's another thing that God gives. And as He wants you to trust in Him, and as He wants you to believe in that one and only Son, He gives you the faith that grabs onto Christ and holds on to everything that He has said and says He's done for you. God acted on His love. He gave. He gave His only begotten Son, and He gave you faith so that you know that there is a purpose for all of this. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. This amazing gift of love is given for you right now. You won't perish. Well, we know what we deserve. We know where we should be. But God gave His one and only Son so that you and I know that we are not going to be destroyed. He is going to watch over us now. He's going to watch over us tomorrow. He's going to watch over us however many more days He gives to us. We're not going to perish. The struggles in life, that's not punishment. The loneliness that we face, that's not because God's trying to get even with us. He's promised that as we live in this sinful world, even the troubles that we face and the difficulties that we have, that we bring upon ourselves and that comes to us, He's still going to be there, and you will not perish. And you will have eternal life. Guaranteed. Guaranteed, because God so loved the world. And He will watch over you, and He will take care of you, and He will carry you through whatever it is that you and I are facing until that day comes when He either comes back or He calls us home through death and says, now look at this gift. Now get to see what you unwrap. Now you get to see the Lord Jesus, who had been wrapped as a little baby, now in all of His glory. And now you get to see yourself, no longer struggling under sin, but perfectly set free. That amazing gift that He gives to every single one of us because God so loved the world. You and I gather this evening. We'll gather again tomorrow. You'll gather with family and friends. We'll gather Sunday after Sunday, day after day, minute after minute, rejoicing in the fact that God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. You and I marvel and we thrill at the prospect of the glories of heaven. We thrill at the prospect of seeing the angels and singing glory to God in the highest along with them, just as we do now. Because if God loved the world, He loved you. And He's going to continue to act on that love, share that love, shower you with that love, because God so loved you. Amen.